December 2, gifts to fit our need. See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Exodus 31, 2 and 3. God always has men of his appointment to step in the places where work needs to be done, men with whom and by whom he can work. To every man the Lord has entrusted talents, gifts that correspond to the needs of some place. The Lord will give understanding to everyone who will fully connect with his work. We are not left to trust in human wisdom. In the Lord is wisdom, and it is our privilege to look to him for counsel. We are all members of God's family, all in a greater or less degree entrusted with God-given talents, for the use of which we are held responsible. Whether our talent be great or small, we are to use it in God's service, and we are to recognize the right of everyone else to use the gifts entrusted to them. Never should we disparage the smallest physical, intellectual, or spiritual capital. Some may trade in pennies and farthings, and by God's blessing and unwearied diligence, these humble ones may make successful investments and make a gain proportionate to the capital entrusted to them. No one should make light of any humble worker who is filling his place and is doing a work that someone must do, however small that work may seem. Oh, how my heart is grieved as I see men who have had great opportunities seeking to place in a circumscribed sphere someone who with encouragement might develop to fill a position of great usefulness. The Lord makes use of vessels both large and small. Many whose lives are filled with activity and earnestness need from others counsel and encouragement and words of approval. God looks with pleasure upon the improvement made by his children as they help and encourage one another. All, whether entrusted with few or with many talents, are to blend together in unity. We need more of the Spirit of the Savior, that we may help those who have been restricted and hindered. How much we may help them in their efforts to rise will never be known till it is made manifest in the judgment. We should have a word of encouragement to speak to all, remembering that there are a diversity of gifts. Letter 260, December 2, 1903, to Dr. George A. Hare, who was invited to connect with a sanitarium to be established in Washington, D.C.